Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe. This is John, Local Splash, man. Sorry, I was stuck in a little meeting there.
That's okay. That's okay. How are we?
We're good, man. We're good. Just want to follow up with you on a few things because I see that there's a couple of questions there regarding on a few things. So let me pull this up right now.
Oh, Christ, John. Can you hold on for 2 seconds, sir?
Yeah.
I apologize.
No, you're fine. 30 seconds.
Hold on. I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Apologies, John.
You're okay, Joe. A busy man.
I had a business call. I'm getting some calls, John.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know if it's you guys, but you know what? It's happening. I'm pretty thrilled about it.
Great, man.
So,
I'm glad to hear
that. Let me log
that.
On.
Okay.
Why can't I log on? Yeah. I'm just trying to log on to my email so I can figure out. Okay, I'm on. Where did we leave off? I talked to my marketing department, John, and they were kind enough to designate me as an owner on
Great.
The account. So that's kind of where we're at. Let me dig that up for you because I reviewed it with E the other day.
Yeah.
She called me and we kind of bounced some ideas around together the other day and we were kind of brainstorming it.
Okay.
But I want to definitely get the emails introduced so that way we can start the process.
Yeah, there you go. So where I'm at right now is I just need to understand better for me here. This Doug, right? Doug Beeson? So he's in charge of the marketing and obviously coordinating and things like that. Now, is he the one that's controlling everything? Or because from what you just said, it seems like he put you in charge on there, right?
For now, I guess. Let me pull up the email. I'm looking for it right now.
Right.
What was his last name? Doug something or
other. Yeah, it was Doug Beeson that I have here.
Doug Beach or Beeson?
Beeson.
Okay, hold on. Let me pull him up. Because it came through. Let me see. Doug Beeson, got him. Okay, so the most recent one, it says, here we go. Hi, Joseph. For a number of reasons, we don't typically make franchisees the primary owners of the Google business profiles, but I did add you as a manager. If you'd like to add a third party to help you manage your Google business profile, you can send me the email address that needs to be connected, and I can complete that for you. If he's asking to complete it for me, I don't understand that piece. But
yeah.
Then he goes on and messages a few things, John. I'm assuming you had a chance to look at this email because I forwarded it to E.
I did. Yes, I did. So pretty much we just need to understand if you're full of access on it, we can still work through you on that. If not, that's still okay. It's not going to hurt your business or with the other franchises or anything like that. If anything,
okay.
Shoot, you could probably refer us to the other companies out there, you know, as long as they're not in your area.
Absolutely, I'd be happy to.
Yeah, so we can either work with you if you're going to be the manager on that. We just need access. We're not going to look at anything or anything like that. We just need to help it, right?
Let's
hurt it.
We can access it now then, because I see a link here. In our recent newsletter, we include, what's the link? Or should I go on? I should follow the old email. Oh, I think E might have sent me an updated one. Let me see. Meeting with Kelly. No, that's not what I want. I'm trying to see if E sent me something that had that information embedded that I needed to access the business Google account. But let me launch it to see if it'll allow me to manipulate it right off the bat.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. So, should I go back, John, to the original email you sent me and follow the prompts there?
Yeah, so the only thing is when it comes down to the nitty-gritty of getting everything all set and squared away, you probably have to talk to E. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, it's not them that's in control of it, because if they are, that's okay. We just need to talk with them so that way we can get it going. If not, if it's with you, then it seems like it is. I mean, it looks like you got all the permissions there then. Then we can go ahead and continue to proceed. I'll let them know right away so that way they can give you a call and go through everything that you need to do on that part. Which is simple from that. Yeah.
All right. So I got an email here. Account recovered successfully. Welcome back to your account. If you suspect that you've been locked out or changes made by someone, you should review and put it. All right. So now I just want to access my Google. So where do I go, John? I just go Google Business.
Honestly, again, this part is a little bit on the back end with the text. They'll supervise everything on there. I will go ahead and put a request to say that it's good to go, since you have the access. Obviously, you do have the access then at this point. We just need to grant access for us so that way we can go ahead and run promotions and things like that for you as well, too.
Yeah. What I want to do, though, what I want to do is simply access the business account to see what my parameters are.
Exactly. The dashboard. Yep.
Take a look. It says, here's the Facebook. This is what I sent you initially. This is all the stuff I sent you. I'm looking for that email that you sent me, that had that
For the login.
Yeah. Where was that? Do you remember? Do you know, or can you resend it?
That one is from our technicians on that one to get that one
okay.
going. Yeah.
So that would have came from local Splash, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's pull that up. Local Splash. Here we go. That'll make it easier for me. Local plan. Da, da. All right, I got two here. Okay. If you use your internet browser on your desktop or mobile, go to this. Okay. So now I'm clicking on that link. It's brought me to it. John, I'm there, and then click on users, okay, and now I'm a manager now, so when now what do I do, hover over it?
Again, yeah, this part I'm not going to tell you something I don't know on this one, man, but I know that since you're there, you're good to go. I'll let them know right away so that way they can give you a call, schedule that.
Well, the other question I had too, John, is my username and password to access the site. I don't think I have that yet.
Yes, they're going to build that with you. So that's not there yet. You got it. Yep.
Okay. Well,
they just needed to, before the process goes further, they needed to make sure that you were the person to speak to regarding on it, you know. If not, then it would just be a dead end for you wasting your time, you know.
On the top right, it will ask you invite new users or manager, type in the following, and it gives a number. Okay, let me just copy that real quick. See if I can do this ASAP. All right, so go to users. All right, click on me. What am I doing here? Because it says you, parentheses, Joseph Presendes, it lists me as a manager. And then it says 1-800 water damage location. And then it says primary owner. And then under that, social media manager. I don't know what that means.
So you are owner on there. Okay. We needed to make sure on our end before we put anything further on there. I'm going to text them right now. Give me a second. Hold on.
Sure. I thought it would be easier, John, to be honest with you, if I just clicked on it and then it allowed me to like, I'm trying to click on it and it won't open. It just says manage users. Maybe I'm not logged in. It seems like I'm logged in, though. Manage your account. Okay, now I'm in here. Security. People sharing?
It's probably going to be with that. Again, I just don't want to tell you, Joe, something that I don't know. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that's what it's going to be. But I'd rather text, go ahead and confirm that with you and go over the rest.
So should I wait to hear from D? And then because what Doug is asking me in his email is, let me see, he's saying, here we go. He's saying, if you'd like a third party to help you manage your Google Business Drive, you can send me the email address that needs to be connected, and I can complete that for you. What's the email address that needs to be connected, John? Do you know that?
No, again, yeah. So I only talked to him directly through my system here. As far as the email, there's a wide range of texts that we have, obviously. You know, we work throughout the whole U.S. So I need to find out which specific ones are going to go and attack for this specific expertise on there. And I'm finding that out right now. So that's why I'm going to put it through right now. I just sent something so that way they can call you directly. And they'll call you from an 877 number always. So just letting you know. That's your direct line to them.
Then I'll wait to hear from them, John, and we'll take it from there, sir.
Yeah, man. I just want to make sure you don't feel like you're left in the dust here. I'm still with you.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
We still got things happening for you.
No, he called me. Everybody's been in the loop. So, you know, the long weekend kind of like, I think, put a bit of a bump in the road on it. But
that's
all
right.
We're getting it going. All right. And we've got time. So if
beautiful.
I don't hear from D this weekend, I'll hear from her on Monday, and we'll button it up then.
Yes, sir. We'll do. All right, Joe. It's a pleasure talking with you always, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks for your urgency, John. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Anytime. You take it easy and have a wonderful weekend, okay? I'll talk to you later.
You too, my man. Adios.
All right. Bye-bye.